Vermont's Northeast Kingdom is reeling after heavy rainfall caused serious flash flooding early this morning. Parts of the region saw up to 8 inches of rainfall, which washed out roads and destroyed homes. And that damage comes just weeks after flooding earlier this month soaked parts of that area. Well, Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has been reporting in the kingdom since this morning, and he joins us now. Pete, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mary, and sorry for any errant noises you hear in the background. I'm at the Barton Library right now outside, so if you hear something, that's why.
Well, where else have you been today, and what have you been seeing?
So far, I've been to St. Johnsbury and Lindenville, which are two areas that we knew from early reports got hit pretty severely this morning. What's interesting is if you drive through either of those towns' main thoroughfares, you might not even know that a major flood has hit the community. That's because damage from these floods is isolated to small pockets. But in those pockets, the damage is absolutely devastating. I spent quite a bit of time today on Red Village Road in Lindenville, which is off Route 5. There is a miles-long section of that road that is obliterated, I guess is the word, and it's been entirely overtaken by the river that runs beside it. It's called the Hawkins Brook. There were some harrowing evacuations earlier this morning there, life or death situations, because at least three homes on Red Village Road were swept off their slabs or foundations and carried downstream. You can actually see the structures on the stream banks. They're crumpled and torn apart. These are places that people were living up until about 2:30 a.m. today. That's one small scene on one small road in one small town, but it's a scene that's repeated in other isolated spots and communities across the kingdom.
Oh my gosh. As we mentioned earlier, too, this coming just weeks after flooding earlier this month when the remnants of Hurricane Beryl hit Vermont, and some of those same communities in the kingdom were hit hard. You had a chance to speak with some folks. How are people feeling today?
Not great, obviously. Punch in the face is how one person described the situation to me. Getting kicked while you're down was another person's sentiment. The folks I talked to, they're not panicking. They are, as we've seen after events in the recent past, summoning the sort of can-do attitude that we tend to see from people who live in the kingdom. But for some towns up here, this is the fifth catastrophic flood in less than 13 months. I talked to people whose homes did okay today, but half their yard is gone. So people are worried about, you know, what's next. They're also worried about the incremental effects that these events are having on communities that are already living pretty close to the bone. There are two locally owned generational businesses in Lindenville, for instance, that recently announced that they're not reopening after the damage they experienced earlier this month. And people are rightly, I think, concerned about the hollowing out of the already small economic base that these local communities rely on. To top it off, we have more potentially heavy rains forecast for tomorrow, which could pound already compromised infrastructure. Folks here tell me it feels like it might be a recipe for yet another disaster. And a lot of people who've been up since 2 or 3 this morning are not going to be sleeping well tonight, knowing they may have to contend with another round of flooding tomorrow.
Mm. That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reporting live from the Barton Library. And Pete, thanks so much for getting us up to speed on what's happening in the Northeast Kingdom.
Thank you, Mary.